Isa na namang mapayapang araw ang inaasam namin at sana'y nararanasan ninyo ngayon. Ikinagagalak kong ihandog sa inyo ang isang Pinoy Ako Podcast kasama ang Ernest Hope.
Hello, you can call me Ives po at tandaan po natin na wala na pakikinig ang higigit pa sa isang Pinoy Ako Podcast, lalo na kasama natin si, how may I address you po? Kuya Ernest? Or is there any preference po ba kayo?
Wala naman. Anything. Ernest or Mr. Hope Knox.
Sige, kahit ano. Ernest na lang po. Hello po. Magandang gabi po. At once again, gusto ko lang po i-reiterate na napaka, isa pong malaking pleasure na nandito po kayo. Lalo na, magandang, napakaganda po ng music niya. We're newly baptized fans ng music niya.
Thank you.
So, ayun po. Let's start po. Why Ernest Hope? Saan po nanggaling yung Ernest Hope?
Okay. So, it's quite an interesting story. And sorry, I just want to thank you guys pala for inviting me over.
It's our pleasure po.
Really means a lot.
No problem.
Yeah, so going back, Ernest Hope. So, yung Ernest talaga is derived from my grandfather's name. His name is Ernesto. He was a school principal dati. And yeah, I just wanted to give him honor, kumbaga, parang a tribute sa works ko. So we added in Hope dahil kay ano yun eh, kay Eunice, my girlfriend, now turned manager. Tapos yun, when she suggested na uy, dagdagan natin ng Hope, it sounded really catchy. Tapos to spread the message na rin of hope and love. So yeah.
Ang ganda rin po na nag-pay ng tribute dun si grandfather niyo, si your late grandfather, no? Sorry po dun sa ano, gusto ko po rin tanongin sa inyo kung kumusta naman po kayo this quarantine.
Ayun, like most of us, trying really hard to,
yes, to not go crazy.
adjusting talaga, especially sa mga projects. Mahirap kasi I have a producer, Hans Canteras, nasa QC siya ngayon. So we really need to bounce back ideas through the internet. So medyo mahirap kaysa sa, alam mo yun, personal kayong nag-uusap, tapos nakikita niyo yung mukha ng isa't isa, alam mo yung feelings. So it's kind of hard to relay ideas through the internet. But yeah, we're slowly adjusting kasi alam natin na medyo matagal-tagal pa ata
ito. Pero with that being said po, so ibig sabihin po nung nakakapag-produce pa rin po kayo ng new ideas for songs ganun through the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I never stopped producing and working on my songs. Tuloy-tuloy lang talaga.
Cool naman po nun. So anyway, let's talk about your music naman po. So my personal favorite is The Pineapple Incident. Kanina ko lang po siya na pinakinggan actually. Tapos share ko lang, kinapa ko yung notes dun sa dulo, sa ukulele ko. So kung tama, ganito po yata yun. Ganun po ba yun?
Oh, that's really good, man.
So,
galing!
Cool naman po kasi ang favorite ko po yung part na nag-whistle pa. Yung kung ano notes ba yun? E, tama ba? Basta yun. Ang cool
yeah, I think it's in the key of E. Oh, thanks man. Thank you.
Ang ganda po talaga. So parang ang sarap itugtog sa dibo ko kung nagdibuman ako ganun. So why the pineapple incident? Bakit pineapple? Parang ang ganda naman ng title.
Saan siya galing eh? It's derived from How I Met Your Mother. I don't know kung may fans
yes, kayo.
I mean fans sa inyo. Yeah. There's an episode there. I think it's sa season 1 ata. So parang ang gist ng story is parang yung protagonist nakakita siya ng pineapple pag gising niya. Tapos di nila alam kung saan galing because they were out spending the night drinking, ganun-ganun. Pero yung story ng kanta, hindi tungkol doon. I just got the name. Kasi parang sobrang catchy eh. Diba?
Catchy
the pineapple incident. Parang mapapaisip ko, saan kaya galing to? Parang ganun. So yeah, that's where it came from. totally unrelated sa story nung nung episode
din. With that being said po, ano po yung meaning ng kanta?
Ah, yung kanta naman is I composed this song or written this song. So yung mga 2016. It's basically just your typical love story. Just reassuring your partner or your loved one na naman, you have a strong love for him or for her. But there's a catch dun sa music video. I don't know kung napanood niyo yung music video. It's about LGBT. It's connected sa LGBT community. So yeah.
we respect that po na ano na in-include niyo po yung community na underrepresented or marginalized, kasi kailangan po talaga ng society ng ganun yan.
Of course.
And, actually, gusto ko lang po talaga uli sabihin na napaka-catchy po nung kanta na yun.
Thank you so much, man.
Yes po. Next naman po, Fissured. So, personal favorite ng members dito sa Pinoy Ako Podcast. So, why Fissured and what does it mean?
The word Fissured means cracks. So, parang it's a crack. Tapos there's a term, a medical term called a fissured tongue. Now what that means is parang nagka-crack yung tongue. Hindi naman siya masakit or mahapde or anything like that. It's just the way the tongue is structured, parang medically ano. Tapos si Eunice kasi ganun yung tongue niya. So sobrang unique. I mean, siya lang yung kilala kong ganun. So fissured is all about it's basically how do you call this? A love letter to Eunice. So it's really Eunice's song. So I dedicated that song to her. And yeah, we're currently working on a music video on that. And it's due to be released sana this year, hopefully.
Actually, gusto rin, ilalaglag ko rin po yung band members, ay yung ano ko po dito, mga members po ng Pinoy Ako. Nung minention po nila kanina na girlfriend niyo po yun din yung manager niyo. Sabi nila, oh, hala, ang cute naman nun. And I have to agree na ang cool po talaga na yung manager niyo, girlfriend niyo rin po.
So, you really get I'm that guessing, a lot.
Yes po.
Pag nag-interview, kunyari, parang ganyan, eh, my manager is also my girlfriend. Tapos, shout outs, ganyan-ganyan. Nasaan talaga ba? I mean, that's really cute. What? Okay. Thank you.
So, ayun po. Anyway, I'm not gonna ask you about all of your songs, pero to our audience, let's stream Earnest Hope, available on Spotify, and yung mga music video niya nasa YouTube din. So check him out, Earnest Hope on Spotify and YouTube. So ngayon naman, punta naman po tayo sa official question. So gusto ko lang po ibigay as a disclaimer na wala pong walls dito, walang boundaries. So kung gusto niyo po maging political, go lang po. Kung gusto niyo po maging conservative, okay lang din naman po. So, yeah, gusto ko lang po sabihin na walang walls dito. So, okay. For our first question po, was music really your dream? And if so, what pushed you to pursue this field?
Okay. Siguro, when I was growing up, I really wanted to become a doctor. Kaso,
very Asian naman. Joke.
Oo, very Asian na parang stereotypical na ano, dapat maging doctor ka, something like that. Tapos later on, parang I developed a fear of sugat, mga wounds ganun. So parang it's really not for me. So I think I was in elementary, my brother started a band with his other friends and classmates. So parang doon ako namulat na, wow, this is something nice. This is something... Tapos I discovered myself singing. Ayun, ang kinakanta ko pa dati, mga R&B, mga... I don't know if you know the song Maybe by King. Yun yung pinaka-favorite ko dati na R&B song.
I'm tapos not familiar yung, boy, but...
South Border, mga ganon.
South Border.
Oh, yun. So doon ako nag-start. Tapos... Yeah, going back to the question, is music really my thing? I mean, yeah, I'm taking it seriously right now, and I hope na yun mag-blossom siya into something new and into something really progressive as we go on.
Apo. And actually, if I may say po, ano, naririnig din po talaga namin yung passion niyo for music through your songs na narinig namin. So.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, yun po. If I may also ask po, paano po nag-start yung, saan po kayo nag-start gumawa ng music?
If I remember correctly, siguro yung una kong nasulat na kanta was with my friends and classmates nung grade 4. So parang, oh, medyo rap pa yun eh. Medyo kausuhan ng mga rap, mga Eminem style, gano'n. So, yeah, doon ako nag-start, but kay Ernest naman talaga, I started working on it after my band Questions broke up. I think that was 2016 or 2017. So parang I took time to rest muna. Tapos sabi ni Eunice, you have a couple songs, di ba, na hindi mo pa nare-record. Oo, tapos hindi kasi siya bagay dun sa Questions. Kasi yung band ko dati, it was kind of a heavy band, parang pop-punk, ganun, punk.
So, there's nothing wrong with that naman, yung mga punk rock.
Yeah, yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's just the songs were not really a good fit dun sa band. Tapos yun, Eunice pushed me to record the songs. Tapos, yeah, Ernest Hope was born.
Oh, so you had a band prior to Ernest Hope?
Yes. Questions.
Since what year po yun? 2015, mga ganun.
Yeah, 2015. Tapos we lasted around siguro mga 2 years or a year and a half, ganun. Medyo ano lang, short.
Still, I'm guessing parang naging part na rin po siya ng journey nyo as producer.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I've learned a lot of things, especially sa mga bandmates ko. So yun, I try to incorporate my learnings din dito sa project ko ngayon, Ernest Hope.
So kung gano'n naman po, may suggestions po ba kayo sa mga nag-start out pa lang na bands or artists based on your experience po?
Grabe. I mean, I'm just starting myself. Parang wala pa namang masyadong achievements. Pero, but
personally po kasi ano, sorry po, nakat ko po kayo.
No, that's okay.
Meron po kami, actually kasama po natin yung bandmates ko ngayon. May sarili po kaming band, pangalan.
Wow!
Aman Sinaya. Yeah. So yung...
Sino yung, sila?
Dalawang members nandito, si Marian tsaka si Allison. And ilan okay.
Ah, okay. Hi, Marian!
Yeah.
Tapos si Allison yung kanina. Okay. Hi. Yes.
Yeah. So, bandmates ko po sila. And yung ibang members wala po dito. So, kung may isu-suggest po kayo, ano po yun? Or as a starting
band? I really get this question a lot. Lalo na pag mga podcasts, mga live, FB live, ganun. And I really just stick to one answer. And cliche as it may sound, just be yourself. Kasi a lot of artists right now are really doing a persona. I mean, there's nothing bad about it. Ernest Hope is also an extension of my artistry and my persona. Pero alam mo yung being authentic about your music, being authentic about your feelings, your lyrics. Parang ganun, everyone's kind of going with the trend na parang nothing wrong with that, but I just want to feel what the artists are really saying or what they really feel towards their songs and their art.
Speaking of personas, gusto ko rin po pag-usapan yung ano, yung mask na sinusuot niyo tuwing may live ganun. Ang goal po actually ng design. So ano po yung story behind the mask and what does it represent?
Okay. So I'm gonna start with the second one. It actually represents nothing. Okay. We just created it to be unique and to be different from other artists right now. Alam naman natin na maraming acoustic acts, mga Ben and Ben, mga Reese Lansangan, mga ganon. So parang I wanted to create something na, alam mo yun, out of the ordinary. Kasi, I don't know if you're familiar with Slipknot. Parang, they also wear masks and, yeah, and they play heavy metal. So, I want to parang surprise the crowd, kumbaga. Pag sumasampa na ako sa stage, parang sabihin, uy, ano ba to? Parang mabigat ba to? Or something like that. So, I want to leave that impression sa audience. That's why we created the mask. Now, the story behind it was, yung first na masks na ginamit namin was from Wintercroft Masks. Tapos, it's made out of paper. Kaso, na-realize namin later on na ang hirap niya dalhin, tapos madali siya masira pag nasa gig na. Kasi, with all the sweat, nababasa. So, we found an artist, and I actually have the mask right here. There we go. So, we found an artist. He made us this customized rubber latex mask. Ngayon, meron na siyang strap and everything. So, hindi na siya mahirap dalhin. Tsaka, hindi na siya nasisira.
That's very cool. So gusto ko yung crack dun sa middle ng mask.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, ang cool naman po nun na talagang nag-effort po kayo para ma-deviate yung sarili niyo from those, from the mainstream or the normal acts.
Thank you. Business, yeah? Just want to be different.
Yes po. And we understand that po. It's great. Second question naman po. What can you say about the current state of OPM in the Philippines?
Well, okay naman so far. I mean, there's this news recently, no, na parang ano ba yun, yung tungkol sa anak ni Pacquiao.
Parang, yeah, actually very controversial.
Yeah, there's really a lot of flack towards it. But one thing I can't say though, I can say, is OPM is not dead. And it's really flourishing right now with a lot of artists, be it hip-hop or acoustic or indie. Sobrang nag-flourish ang OPM ngayon. So, for people to say na it's dead, I mean, siguro you're listening to mainstream artists lang. So, you really need to go underground, check out other bands in the underground scene. OPM is really alive and well right now.
And actually, gusto ko rin po sabihin na hindi po talaga nagkukulang ng talent yung OPM ngayon sa Philippines. Yung OPM ngayon.
Sobra. Nag-uumapaw pa kung ako yung tatanungin.
Actually, kasama na po kayo dun sa nag-uumapaw na talent ngayon sa
Alagrabe.
OPM. Thank you. Wala pong halong bola yun.
Alagrabe. Thanks.
And since nandito na naman din po sa plato natin, ano po yung opinion nyo tungkol dun sa controversy kay Michael Pacquiao?
We actually had a conversation about this, me and Eunice. Siguro last night lang ata yan. Tapos on my side kasi parang, yeah, there's kasi I never really listened to his songs pa. So I didn't dig deep to his lyrics. Pero may nabasa kasi ako sa Twitter. Grabe, sobrang toxic ng Twitter.
Tell me parang, about it po.
Diba?
Personally, hindi ko rin gusto yung cancel culture.
Diba? I mean, it's not really healthy. But going back to Michael Pacquiao, parang may mga nagsasabi kasi na don't you talk about hardships, ganyan-ganyan, kasi hindi naman ikaw yung naghirap, parang ganun. I think they're taking the lyricism too seriously. Kasi some hip-hop artists use metaphors and slangs. Siguro hindi lang natin. Talagang, why do we take it literally? Tapos, I mean, he has his own right and his own decisions to make whatever he wants. It just so happens na, yun nga, mayaman siya. He has the money to plug, to promote, to go to Wish. So, wala, as an artist, ganun talaga. Pera-pera, pero tuloy pa rin tayo sa ginagawa natin, di ba?
So, it's not, idadagdag ko lang din po dun sa sinabi niya na parang hindi niya naman din po talaga kasalanan, but more of the system and the industry itself talaga.
Yeah. Tsaka yung cancel culture talaga, sobrang...
Yeah.
Why do people do that? I don't understand that, man.
Hindi ko rin po gets eh. Anyway, layo naman po tayo dun sa toxicity na ganun. Pero for our next question naman po, do you think the OPM industry in the Philippines needs more platforms and audiences?
Yes, definitely. Especially sa underground artists. And I really thank you guys and really applaud you for doing this podcast and this platform to for again, artists to share. Diba? I mean, you guys are killing it.
Thank you.
Sana ituloy niyo tong mga ganito. Sorry, ano ba to? I mean, it's just is it a school project or talagang you're doing this for
actually it's a school project po. Pero we're planning to itutuloy-tuloy namin after ng after kahit i-grade na yung projects namin.
Yeah, that's really good, man. I mean, I really applaud you guys for doing stuff like this.
Thank you.
Going back to your question, yes, of course. Kasi kawawa yung mga artists na walang means, I'm gonna be straightforward, walang pera to do marketing, to do advertising. And for you guys to do this and for other platforms na just to promote and just to share stories, just to share new stuff from artists. It's really humbling to see people doing this. So we really need people and more people doing this. Yeah, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat.
No, thank you po talaga. Nandito po kayo actually. And it's our pleasure na nag-feature kami ng mga artists na... Kasi as we said kanina and as we agreed upon kanina, hindi nagkukulang yung talent sa OPM industry. Pero...
Mm-hmm.
Kulang lang talaga yung exposure nitong talent na to sa OPM industry. So
yeah, that's very true.
So for our last official question of the night naman po. Does the meaning of music differ based on the number of people listening to it?
Interesting. Does the meaning of music differ? Depende sa gaano karaming tao. Well, it, on my opinion, it really depends on the person listening. Kasi, I mean, I have this thought na parang when a lot of I don't know, it's kind of it's kind of weird sa akin.
Kasi
when alam mo yung feeling na parang pag marami nang nakikinig sa song na akala mo ikaw yung naka-discover. Parang nawawalan ka ng gana makinig kasi ano ba yan, parang sumisikat na, gets okay. Yeah, Allison gets it, man. Parang ayoko na kasi nakikinig si ganyan.
No, nakikita niyo pa po yung sa comments, di ba, yung stay low key
ganun. Yeah, tapos yeah. I honestly was a part of that culture dati. I bashed one of my favorite bands dati na parang naging sellout na kayo. That's the word. That's the key word. Naging sellout na kayo. Parang ayan, sumisikat na kayo. Hindi, ayoko na sa inyo. Ganyan. So parang it's kind of unhealthy. So going back, yeah, again, it really depends on the person listening. Pag sumikat man yung kanta, it's very good for the artist. And yeah, congrats on that. But again, it really depends on the person if it has a sentimental value or a sentimental feeling that it gives to her or him. Minsan nga, yung iba, pinapatatupay yung lyrics, diba? So it doesn't matter whether it's mainstream or underground. If the song means a lot to you, then yeah.
Thank you for that. That's very, so basically preferential lang talaga siya.
Yes, so, it is.
That's our last official question for the night po. And I would like to reiterate na stream Ernest Hope, available on YouTube and Spotify. Ernest Hope. Uulitin ko, Ernest Hope. Okay? Para sa audience natin.
Thanks so much, guys. And yeah, I just wanna I just wanna plug. I'm just taking the time to plug my newest single. Hindi pa siya nalabas. It's gonna be out on September 4. It's called Without a Doubt, and we really poured our hearts and souls on this one. It's just our very heartfelt song. It's a very emotional song, and yeah, again, I want to thank you guys for doing this podcast, for inviting me over, and taking the time to listen to my songs. It really means a lot.
Yeah, we're hopefully looking forward to your new song, actually.
Ah, thanks so much. Again, yeah, September 4. So, abangan natin lahat yan.
Ano ba yung title ulit? Sorry?
Without a Doubt.
Without a Doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Pero, hindi naman po matatapos ang isang podcast ng walang fast talk. Pero hindi naman to explicit, so okay lang po. Hindi naman po siya explicit, so okay lang. So, answer as fast as you can. Number one, chill or lively na gig?
Lively.
True, saan mas masaya mag-gig? Sa north or south?
Oh man, that's a hard one. North.
Okay. Number three, favorite band?
Oh man, you're killing me. This Wildlife.
This Wildlife. Number four, saddest song you ever wrote?
Oh my God. Saddest song I ever wrote? Oh man, you... Wala pa akong na-release na sad song. But, yeah, abangan nyo na lang.
Okay. We're looking forward to that. And lastly, number five, saddest song ever written?
Saddest song ever written. Damn. I have this song. It's called Pray. And it has to be recorded yet. It's all about me. Sorry, I got lost. It's basically talking about eliminating toxic people in your life, and yeah, just being strong by yourself.
And that's it for our fast talk po. And I'm curious lang po ako, bakit sa North mas masaya mag-gig?
As a Northie
myself.
Taga-North ba kayo lahat?
Hindi po. Si Erica Castro lang po. Tsaka si Paolo Villarreal yung taga-North. Yan, Caloocan.
Tapos the rest Caloocan. The rest is from South.
Yes po.
Okay, I'm actually from South. I'm from Imus, Cavite. But... Sorry. Mas masaya talaga sa North. Kasi
let's go.
Kasi most of my gigs actually are sa North. Sa Eat and Run, dati sa BKB, sa QC. Most of my gigs are in QC. And compared, and I don't wanna diss anyone sa South, but compared sa North, I mean, the audience are more lively. Per se.
Yes.
Guess it's the South. So, yun. No offense to everyone in the South.
The other members are gonna hear about this every day.
Oh, man. La grabe.
So, ayun po. Again, once again, thank you again for joining our podcast po. It's really our honor for you to go here kahit busy yung schedule niyo po siguro. And for such a talented artist to be joining us here in our podcast.
Thanks so much.
So once again, hindi ko po alam kung paano ko pa i-emphasize yung gratitude po namin na nandito po kayo sa aming podcast.
It's more than enough, man.
Okay, thank you po. And once again, napakaganda po ng music nyo. We're newly baptized fans of your music. Napakaganda. Personal favorite talaga yung Pineapple Incident.
Thank you guys.
Tandaan nating lahat na walang pakikinig ang hihigit pa sa isang Pinoy Ako podcast, lalo na't nakasama natin ang Ernest Hope. So, thank you po ulit. At magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.